Now, we've got Christmas coming up in just a couple of weeks, and I know some people might be considering getting someone, you know, a cat or a dog or another pet as a Christmas gift. And the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development just put, you know, out a memo about this yesterday saying to really consider that carefully before you do that. What are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts?
I think that's a great point because ultimately, you know, pets shouldn't be impulse gifts. They're long-term family members and not really holiday surprises per se. And I think it's ultimately really important that that we match the right pet with the right home at the right time. So, you know, really taking some consideration into all of the level of commitment and care that may be involved, you know, beyond just kind of that holiday impulse or, you know, the joy of surprising someone maybe with a pet.
And it's not, you know, an inexpensive undertaking to get a new cat or dog or other pet either.
Sure. And I think it's really important to consider that, you know, even in the first year of the first year, costs can add up in regards to the frequency that puppies and kittens need their initial vaccines, that whether it be the cost of spay or neutering, you know, the cost of grooming, training classes, and kind of unexpected medical care. So, you know, typically the first year of care can range anywhere from $1,000 to maybe $2,500, depending on the species and breed, but just, you know, important things to take into consideration.
And also, what do you recommend in terms of like where, if you are going to decide you're going to get a, you know, a puppy or kitten, what are your recommendations on where you should look and not look?
Sure. I would try to avoid the kind of, you know, the kind of the pop-up shops that, they kind of play into our emotions when you're kind of seeing these puppies play in more of an environment where ultimately you don't quite know the background or a chance to socialize with them. So whether it's an adoption agency or shelter where you have the opportunity to kind of meet with the pet and see if the personalities match, I think those are resources to try to utilize versus, you know, more of like an impulse, whether it be a Facebook or social media post for a pet that may need a home. You don't always have the background and, you know, level of consideration, perhaps.
And the other thing to consider, too, is a pet is likely to live a long time. So it is a big commitment.
Sure. And I think that's where, you know, if we have a mismatch between, let's say, the energy level of a dog and kind of a low activity household, it's that can be a factor for ultimately why we see such a spike in the surrender of animals kind of following the holidays.